In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know who this is?
Nas?
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang? My bad. Sorry.
Intangibles.
Wait a minute. So that's it. Whenever I ask you a question that steps outside of your...
I don't want to hide it.
Your whiteness, you just go intangibles.
Yeah.
It's a built-in excuse, man.
It's not an excuse. It's a reason.
Wait, can I? So
well, I didn't mean it.
When you start talking about horses and stuff, I should just go non-intangible.
Sure.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite horse?
Huh?
What?
Can you name a horse?
Secretariat.
Nah, the goat.
More than I could.
Yeah.
Do you call a horse the goat?
No.
Two farm animals. We're kind of weird, right?
What are you doing?
I'll take my minus one.
Minus one.
I love journalism.
Richie with just a getting his Schmeath and Schmolnick on. Mugu Guy Pan is Tobin. Tobin would know well. I don't actually think I've ever had Mugu Guy Pan.
Me neither.
I think my go-to Chinese is General Tso's chicken.
You got to be careful though.
What is Mugu Guy Pan? Is that beef?
Yeah, I think so. I think some of the people that do General Tso's chicken, too much bread, no chicken.
Agreed. Let's see. Mugu Guy Pan, a popular Cantonese American dish. Sliced chicken breast stir-fried with mushrooms and various vegetables, sometimes known as mushroom chicken slices. This doesn't sound like something I wouldn't like. Mm.
Dude, I have never saw, as long as I've known you.
Are you on
as
that?
Long as I've known you, I've never heard you say no to food.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, but I'm just saying, when you
I'm
say...
I'm not sitting here asking if donuts are too sweet, dude. Like, I'm...
Hey,
I'm
don't kidding. Drive me into your conversation.
Point for Tobin!
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Panthers back on the ice tonight, taking on the Nashville Predators. Paul Maurice... This was him saying he was asked if he has to look at the positives with how things are going right now.
There's a bit, as much of anything else. Like you, so if you're going to deal with the negative, and if you're losing hockey games, you can find it. You can find more than what's really there, right? You win two or three, a couple of those clips don't make it on. So, but we do. We have to find that balance. We got to deal with our problems. We can't. Hey, we got a couple of guys. Nobody cares. Right, this is our hockey team. We're going to look a little different than people are used to seeing it in the past. We may look a different a month from now too, but where we are right now, we've got to get a little bit more. Like I liked our first period. I liked our first two periods against Philly. I liked our start against Calgary, and then I thought we've gotten a little tight and a little slow in those games. It's not a fatigue thing for me because our minutes aren't big and we've been at home, so we're a little bit tight. Don't want to make plays that cost us, which is a guarantee that you're going to make plays that cost you.
There you go. Always has that right temperament, Paul Maurice.
Why are you laughing?
Tobin is a colonel in General Tso's army.
I would be.
Yeah, it's hit or miss, though. General Tso's hit or miss because sometimes it's so much breading, no chicken.
Dade Tso says American Chinese food is bottom-tier Asian food. I don't know about that one, dude. I mean, I do love me some Thai food as well.
Thai food is my favorite.
Japanese hibachi is really good, but these are
Thai food is Thai food is my best.
Thai food is really good. I've never had Korean barbecue.
What?
Never had. I just said it.
You've never been to like where you fix? You sit at a table and you cook it yourself.
The only place I've done that is at a what the hell is it called? Melting pot, which you know,
melting pot, like.
Stick in a boiler.
No.
No thanks.
That like Korean I mean, didn't we just get past COVID?
I've done it for the ambiance.
And
know?
We dipping our food into the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. That weirds me out. I'm out on that. I'm out on the melting pot.
Paul Maurice
or the fondue store, the fondue place. Nope.
Paul Maurice was also asked if everybody being happy about the Panthers' failure can rally the team.
Can this also be a circle of wagons moment for you guys? I mean, you want
for sure.
Time defending.
Oh yeah, like everybody loves this. We're struggling. And I get it. I would be too if I'm on the outside looking in. Good on them. And that can be something we can use.
You say
right?
good on
for
them.
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
He's basically saying bleep the haters.
Yeah.
You know, you see all these
classy man.
These Lightning fans. They're heinous. You know, the people from Canada.
How about this?
Hate the Panthers.
Not for nothing.
So everybody's enjoying the Panthers.
We did the
downfall.
Same thing when they were. We did the same thing.
We're talking about
to Tampa.
Hard to say. I'm we very did. Classy. We I don't did. Know if I did that.
We
you
did.
Know.
We did.
Now, did I say
we
on
did. Exactly? Did we did. Do?
Nah, I don't recall. Right. I did tweet out this year. I believe in a preseason game because they pulled that thuggery. I believe what I tweeted out was I cannot stress this enough. F, but use the word the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you say that's me doing the same thing, then maybe.
No, but after they had won, they won back-to-back, right? And they didn't go to three, but they won back-to-back. And then that next year, they were, there was no love lost. There was like.
Why should there be?
No, there shouldn't. But I'm saying.
But I think Paul Maurice is basically saying, like, listen, get your chuckles off now because the cats are coming.
Yeah. He's. He's trying to weather the storm, and it's becoming probably more difficult than any of us thought because, I watch a hockey game. I watch Panthers hockey right now, and I only recognize, like, five guys.
Yeah, it's tough sledding.
Right, so.
Hopefully they can get one tonight against the Predators. 7 o'clock is your puck drop from Amerant Bank Arena. They got this game, and I think they play Saturday afternoon. I think they play the Columbus Blue Jackets. Mm-hmm. Which is a Sergei Bobrovsky revenge game, as always.
Always. I mean, hasn't he already gotten... when have you gotten enough revenge?
Never.
Okay.
Especially with just Tortorella flapping his gums on TV.
I got you.
Sick of him, too. You would agree this Tortorella's just got to shut the hell up, right? Well, hopefully this could be a slump buster, but they can't. The Cats are losing everybody. I mean, we just lost to Calgary. This is the other team with the fewest points in the league. So,
yeah,
we'll see. Mike Tomlin, he's dealing with some stress right now. Steelers fans want him fired.
Of course.
This is what he had to say.
In general, I agree with him. And from this perspective, football is our game. We're in the sport entertainment business. And so if you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning. And so when you're not winning, it's not entertaining. And if you've been in this business, you understand that. And so I respect it. I share frustrations. I understand what makes this thing go. And winning is what makes this thing go.
Wow. He handled that very gracefully.
Hey, I mean, how else is there to handle it?
Well, you can
like,
tell me.
You have been the longest tenured coach in the NFL.
I've heard.
And you coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And these fans expect a lot because that's just the way it's been.
If there was a parting of ways, you want them?
After next year.
What?
And look, not for nothing. This is not the if you're going to have two or four another year, bringing in a new coach is you're asking for trouble. So, if you know you're going to have Tua for another year.
If anybody's used to having mediocre quarterbacks, it's Mike Tomlin.
But if you're going to have Tua here next year, I'd say the most you're going to get out of it is if Mike is the coach.
Dude, just have Mike Tomlin here make Brian Daboll the offensive coordinator. He had him at Alabama.
That's true.
Do that.
He's.
What'd you think about that? Took your fancy?
Yeah, that was.
Kind of got perked up a little bit.
But I will also say this.
I don't want that Arthur Smith.
You think he keeps? I keep D coordinator. I'd keep.
Oh.
I know. I just.
Bob and Weave.
Yeah.
Anthony Weaver.
Anthony Weaver.
I like Anthony Weaver.
It's funny that to remember you had to use the fake name
that I made up.
The nickname.
Well, let me ask you this. Because we know that he had a poor first experience with the Dolphins, the hiring process. Now, that was, I think, previous personnel, not the same ownership. But he was the only guy to give Brian Flores a lifeline after all that was going down. So do you think that would turn him off to entertaining the Miami Dolphins as an idea?
No.
You sure?
Here's the problem.
Probably got all that dirt from Flores.
Here's the problem. Just because you helped a guy after he left the bad relationship,
yep,
doesn't mean that now you get, lumped in with him. Right? Like,
Well, I'm not saying get lumped in with him. Like, I don't think the Dolphins would rule him out. I'm saying would he rule out the Dolphins? Be like, nah.
If he called Brian Flores and say, "Hey, I don't want to," he was, "Man, go take that job." There's only 32 of them in the world. Now you get.
Yeah, but he's gonna have his pick, right? That's what I guess.
Okay, who's gonna get fired? And look at all these situations. What job do you want? It's pretty bad.
Giants. Is the Giants a sexy job? Right now, with Jackson Dart and the battering ram in the background, and immature Abdul Carter, man, he's not gonna like Abdul Carter.
I would say, if there's a reason why you would probably hire him there, so he can get your star player in line.
Yeah, but sometimes he just doesn't have time for that.
Right.
I tell you,
who's gonna be if you have a young quarterback, who would be a good Kevin Stefanski.
Is Stefanski getting fired? Ooh, would he take the Browns job?
Who?
Tomlin.
No, he's not a quarterback.
Okay. I didn't know if that was
unless he likes Shador.
I didn't know if that was like
Let
treachery.
Me take it back. Unless he likes Shador.
I don't know.
I mean, nobody knows what Shador is because they have no talent, no weapons on the outside. No. Right. So it's unfair to even judge him. Why is he running around? Because nobody's open.
I know that Steelers fans look at this and they say, like, I don't know why you guys think he's so great. He won one Super Bowl and he's been a 500 coach. But I don't know. I just look at Mike Tomlin.
He's more than a 500 coach.
I just think of accountability. Yeah, he's right. But I'm just saying.
So here. If I could ask people this, it would be this. Is a good football coach means you win? Or if you don't win, you're not a good football coach? Because I know a lot of guys, and I've seen a lot of coaches that were in some pretty difficult situations that ended up doing a lot better than people thought.
Right.
They just couldn't get. For example, what Brian Flores did when they back then, everybody thought those teams were going to be just terrible.
Oh my God! Those first 8 weeks of football,
right?
That was the most rad ass football team I've ever seen.
And so from that standpoint,
remember when they started Josh Rosen?
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Do you remember
that, JFig? You want to talk about an unsweet donut? Josh Rosen in a Dolphins uniform. Holy crap!
So and that's the problem that it sometimes, like we say, oh, Tomlin can't win. Okay. And how much should he have won?
Yeah, especially since Big Ben retired.
Right. And that's the part that – how many games should the Steelers be winning right now with that team and that quarterback and that offense?
By the way, he was kind of OG fat cat.
Who?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, yeah. Because them last couple years, all he did was just stand back there and like
– But looked,
he was the equivalent to Joker on a football field.
He's like – I don't know. I just feel like if there's anybody left who's just got the cachet, I mean, he's only 53 years old. It's kind of crazy. You know, like, if anybody's got the cachet for a fresh start that you would actually be like, no, I trust this guy running an organization. Yeah, maybe to Steelers fans, it's like it's old hat. But I think to a lot of people, they would kill for the Steelers, like, credibility. And I feel like the only reason they have credibility is because of him.
Right. Yeah, because you know what? Contrary to popular belief, I would like Pittsburgh Steelers fans to, you know what? Go look at the quarterbacks that this man has won with. And I want to ask you, based on what you've seen, you're telling me that Mike Tomlin should have won more while he was there. That's basically why you would get rid of him. Because you think, like everybody says, oh, it's cute. He needs a fresh start. We need a fresh start. No. The question is, do you think if you had a different coach, that different coach would have had more success than Mike Tomlin has had recently with the quarterbacks that he's played with? Does anybody remember Kenny Pickett? Oof.
His record, 183, 107, and 2. 8-11 in the postseason.
Okay, but that's what happens if you only have one Super Bowl and you go to the playoffs every year. Like, people say, he doesn't have a winning record in the playoffs. Not many coaches do unless you win a Super Bowl. Do you understand that? Is there any coach? Think about this. Is there any coach with a winning record that hasn't in the playoffs that has won a Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Because you have to have that one run.
Doesn't seem like it would make sense.
You have to have that one run.
Well, there's only, I mean, how many multiple Super Bowl winners coaches are there recently? It's Andy Reid and Bill Belichick. That's the list, right? Like, right. Am I missing anybody?
So while we sitting here talking about playoff.
Pete Carroll was a pickoff from getting there.
While we sitting here talking about playoff records and playoff records and playoff records, most coaches do have losing records in the playoffs because they don't win the Super Bowl. If you don't win the Super Bowl, you're losing.
I think he would be the one guy where I'd be like, if you thought, I think they're like, I'm not ruling out that there would be obstacles. I don't know what his feelings are about Miami. But if there was one guy where it'd be like, oh, no, like, that's the guy you want, I feel like that's the guy you got to go. You would go after. And I feel like Stephen Ross would be like, oh, that's my feather in the cap to kind of take the organization over for the next whatever so years.
Yep.
And the Tua thing will be what it'll be. Like, I don't know. I don't know if he has to stick with Tua, find a guy that'll work with Tua.
If he wants to worse quarterbacks than Tua.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, like, if he's, you know, the Aaron Rodgers who's playing today, I mean, sheesh. You know, Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph. Like, he has not had a.
Mason Rudolph is the only guy that almost got himself killed. Mm-hmm. Myles Garrett, like.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett & Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike McDaniel, of course, getting ready for the New York Jets.
In the cold. I thought we were past that because they beat Buffalo.
Yeah, but it wasn't cold.
All right. But I'm just saying, remember we said, oh, we came in and then they beat Buffalo. And it's like, is that like an improvement because they beat Buffalo or no? Or because the record was so bad.
It's good.
But we didn't even enjoy it.
Enjoyed it a little. He trolled the elbow room. It was cool.
All right.
I'll tell you what took away from me. That damn going for it and passing up the field goal. I couldn't shake that. It was very annoying. And I know everybody's doing it right now. It's like the chic thing.
No, but here's the deal. The difference between a new wave coach and an old school coach.
Minus one for hobnobbery.
An old school coach plays by feel, what he feels like, what he's seeing, right? A new style coach just looks at a piece of paper and sees analytics.
Right.
You have to know about your team. Like, if I need fourth and one in a tough yard, right? This is not the Eagles. This is not. So you either have to figure out a way to do it, but just lining up and trying to do it like all those other physical teams.
Somebody was mentioning this the other day. I saw somebody in the chat saying it. I forgot who it was. So I apologize for not giving credit. But somebody said, why don't they do – like, if you're going to do the fourth and one with Ollie Gordon, why can't they do a version of Tush Push just Wildcat with him instead of giving it to Tua?
Because everybody just makes – here's what you have to understand. Here's why this is not going to ever get outlawed. The Eagles do it really well, and everybody thinks they could just line up and do it, and that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's leverage, and it's about getting low. And if you watch an Eagles game,
they also
time it up, so all of them jump a little bit early before the ball snapped.
But when the Lions do it, they do Gibbs, don't they? Don't they typically do one of their running backs? Montgomery?
The tight end. Who's the tight end?
I don't know.
I've got a tight end's name.
But they don't use Goff.
LaPorta.
Yeah,
they do LaPorta.
They don't use Goff for it. So like could the Dolphins do something like that where they used another but Brunskill. Can Brunskill do it?
No.
What if we Dan Day likes it?
They're doing it with Julian Hill.
Dude, let's have Julian Hill. I don't trust his hands.
I mean, or you bring in Zach Wilson. Dude, he ain't doing nothing.
We would have the biggest tush push if we had Brunskill doing the tush push.
No, he's the pusher.
No.
The push.
That's what we want
he's
them to
the
think.
He's the push. Brunson would be the pusher.
No.
Not the push.
They'll never see it coming. That's what we want them to think. They think he's there for the push.
See, can I just you do? You line up Ollie Gordon, and then you do a shift, and Daniel Brunskill.
Yes.
Behind the center, and then goes.
Yeah.
The Brunskill shuffle.
Julian Hill used to be a quarterback.
Yeah, okay, dude. At Campbell.
That's why he can't catch.
He was a quarterback, and they're just like, hey, what about tight end, but one that doesn't catch? Like, when have we heard that before? Usually you come in at the tight end, you got some kind of ball skills. This guy took 4 years to be able to catch a two-point conversion.
I got to tell you, there's some excellent tight end play in this league right now. Like, the last few years having top 10 picks, they're all doing well.
Yeah, D-Sizzle says Ravens are doing the tush push with Mark Andrews.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Brunskill, dude.
Wait,
no
but
one's gonna
Julian
see it
Hill can actually take a snap. Dude, I'm telling you right now, putting an offensive lineman back there and having him go under center, you don't realize that quarterback-center exchange is not as easy as you think.
Everybody, I'm sure.
He's a oaf with big hands.
Nice. Yes. You don't know that he's an oaf? I'm telling you, dude. Here's the thing.
Give me more.
You don't know that he sounds like that. He could be a very intelligent man.
Can I just tell if you haven't taken a snap from center.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like going ahead and throwing your hands up under there.
I would agree with you, but hear me out.
No. That's why you got to do it, Julian Hill. He played quarterback.
But Brunskill used to play center. So who knows the exchange
not
of a center? like a center.
It's not the same.
He knows how to caress.
That's like saying you should know radio. You used to be a producer.
Yeah.
All producers don't make good radio hosts. True,
but a lot of them, you'll know the nuts and bolts. If for a trick play, you could do a segment. Any of them could do a segment. Any of them. You can come on here and do 15 minutes. We're talking one play.
Dude, I don't understand why you simplify some of the most difficult things to do. You know how quarterback center exchanges?
Tua says it looks very easy from his from your couch.
No, it's like, well, first of all, whoever plays quarterback for the Dolphins has to be in a good football position for that shotgun.
Right.
Because that thing could go anywhere.
Usually on football, you always got your top hand, your dominant hand, right? Nobody does double hands, right? Double thumbs. It's a little too invasive.
Oh, God.
Dude. Wait.
Oh, my God.
So, do your hands again.
So most,
I don't think I want him to do that.
I typically imagine when you snap a football, typically you put your throwing hand on top, then on the bottom, right? So you get like that.
However,
that rub at the end. Nobody ever does double.
You know, in actuality, they right. Like the center adjusts the ball so when he snaps, however the quarterback wants it, the laces go right where.
Cool. All right.
So
but nobody ever goes double thumbs to have the whole
Where's the football gonna go?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I just want to be clear. Dude, that's why I'm asking.
Cannot,
but it's a little.
Can I just,
it's a little too much tickling, you know?
I wish people could see how you're putting your hand.
Give yourself
when you say
a
double
minus
thumbs.
One. Yeah.
Why?
Minus one for making one. It weird.
How am I making it weird?
You were wiggling
for making
your thumb.
It weird.
Act like you're under the center. How? Think of how the ball snap.
Wait.
I just don't think you want to tickle the gooch. You know?
The ball.
What?
How's the ball gonna get in your hands?
Back off, and people can't see you. So,
yeah,
like,
seriously.
You're an idiot.
Did you wiggle your fingers when you did that?
Yes.
Yeah.
You
right.
did. Do it.
Right. See, like, you could also do it like how
you know what that would be
right.
Silent count.
Yeah. Two tickles. Two tickles on the gooch. That means snap it.
Great insight.
So wait, no. I used to see it all the time. Look.
Right.
Bink. Little bink. 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 So wait. Here we go. If you get a look, you're under there like this, right? Football goes boom right in the pocket. Are you really serious that you have you ever seen a quarterback do this?
Well, that I've seen like they'll catch like a snap like that sometimes. Like they'll be like a little weird.
A shotgun.
Yeah.
Not up underneath there. Look, there's no.
My whole point of this is Brunskill's gonna know this. So when he's talking to Aaron, right, and he's like, "Hey, Brew. This is what I'm going to do, dude. I'm going to give you the double thumbs. And that's going to get us.
Look,
thank you.
So wait. Give it here. No. You understand.
Go on camera correctly.
So you understand. When you get the ball.
Right.
Right? A lot of times they'll snap it to where the ball comes.
You have it.
Just like that.
Typical standing.
And you adjust it, right? Mm-hmm. So this is how you're underneath there.
All right. So you got.
You're underneath there like this.
Like everybody watches football.
Right.
Yep.
Here or here.
Yep.
A lot of times you put the.
Oh, laces on the bottom.
Either way.
Okay.
Have whatever your preference is.
Right.
Right? Now, you see how the football comes up?
Yep. Because you snap it.
Out of curiosity.
Yeah.
If you turn your hands how's the football get there?
Well, you just wouldn't turn it. You would just go straight. Straight ball. Right into the tickles.
No.
Right into the gooch tickles.
No.
It could.
No, you can't.
I think so.
No. Because... I'm going to regret saying this.
Say it.
Get in the microphone.
You have to turn your hands so that they can get up underneath there.
Understood.
So if you go this way, you got hands all over the thighs. And
I forget how big the football is. You know why? I'm a little bit too used to throwing the peewee football with my son. I forgot how big
First
the football
of all, is. The center's not doing the splits either. It's already a tight spot.
Interesting.
I'm just saying. Like, I don't...
But if it was a center taking a snap from a center, Brunskill's played
no,
a little center.
No, it also probably means bigger hands.
Mm.
You ever thought about that?
Meatball thumbs.
No.
That's what she said.
Meatball thumbs.
Yeah.
Dude,
Sausage fingers.
How long have you been watching football?
Well, this is a revolutionary.
This is amazing!
It's a revolutionary
You're
idea.
You're embarrassing me!
No, it's a revolutionary idea,
you
dude!
You are embarrassing me! Somebody who you hang out with,
yeah.
Who spent his whole life in the sport, and this is what we're talking about right now. You're embarrassing. You are embarrassing.
Shmeathan Schmolnick says, on fourth and one, if you want to get that scooch, you got to tickle the gooch.
What are we doing?
I love how this is a topic we're discussing right now with demonstrations.
Point for
and
Twitcher.
We had a meeting where they told us a little bit less than the chaos.
That's true. That is true.
What happened?
On my first day, really?
I'm sorry. Technically, it's your third day. You're just first day on camera. I'm sorry. I just have ideas.
First day witnessing.
But,
the
like,
weird.
I'm trying to figure out, what do you think is going on under there?
Well, I know what typically is going on under there. I'm trying to change football. I want to put Brunskill back there.
Go watch a football play and watch a snap. Like,
it's kind of like when Bam and Ware throw lobs to each other, you know, big man to big man.
When they asked Leroy in his next job interview why he left his last job, he can use this clip.
Don't worry, I'll clip it for you. I'll send it to your email.
Come up with a solution.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
For fourth and one, you don't like it? We don't have to speak of it again.
Your idea for fourth and one is to have somebody crawl up behind the center, double barrel.
Tickle the gooch. Hey, Mike McDaniel. This was his thoughts on playoff graphics in the NFL.
It's hilarious that there's charts about the playoff hunt and stuff with 6 and 5 weeks out. Like, I'm not sure if anybody's paid attention, but things go crazy in December and January. You just got to play your opponent. And then after you play that opponent, you can assess if your play will help you or you need to improve it to play the next opponent, which you guys can fill me in on who that is later because I have no idea.
He thinks he's cute.
Nah, they know. They're 1 week ahead.
He knows.
Believe it or not. They weren't. So who do they play next week? The Steelers?
When do you officially look at an in-the-hunt graphic? The Dolphins have been making some in-the-hunt graphics.
It's December now.
If they get to 500.
Then you'll look at in-the-hunt graphics? You'll take it seriously?
Yeah, before that, it doesn't matter.
Literally, I think everybody in the AFC is in the hunt other than...
But that's what I mean.
The Browns. Right. And the Titans.
And who else? The Jets.
And the Raiders.
And the Raiders.
I think if the Jets
win, not everybody. It's not even close.
I think if the Jets win, they're in the hunt.
In the hunt, two games under 500 is not in the hunt.
The Dolphins were in the hunt two games under 500.
Yeah, I know.
They were on the graphic.
They were on the graphic, but so what?
Let's see. Sean's mom. Sham Sharania has tweeted out, Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo is expected to be sidelined approximately 2 to 4 weeks with a calf strain. Wink. Wink. When did Sham say that this was all going to be resolved?
Mm-hmm.
I think he said a few weeks. You know what's between 2 and 4? A few.
Very interesting, Leroy.
Dude, I think I'd rather do the snap thing.
Why?
It's just
terrible. Why are you saying that, dude?
You're terrible.
Other NBA news, Chris Paul got let go. Lawrence Frank, he runs the Clippers. He says,
wasn't he used to be a coach?
Yes.
Okay.
He said, it had nothing to do with Chris Paul. It had nothing to do with our record.
Chris Paul had a legendary career and is a legendary Clipper. We did not make this move because of our underperformance. He had nothing to do with that. I take full responsibility for our record. We are not scapegoating Chris Paul. We have many issues, and we're going to address each issue for our underperformance. But I do want to make it clear. We have great respect for Chris, for the career that he's had, and for his impact on the organization, what he did to help transform the franchise. And we're not blaming him for our underperformance.
All right. I mean, you're not blaming him, but like...
Damage is done.
Come on, dude. What are we talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
Damage is done, my friend.
You know what you did. You know what you did. Doc Rivers, he was getting a lot of Giannis questions yesterday. He was asked, what if Giannis comes back? Does he have to address some of these rumors?
I don't think he needs to, but if he has to, he will. I know they all talked today, and they were great. So, again, it is what it is. The thing I keep saying is I go to the source. I talk to the source every single day, every single day. And he loves Milwaukee, and he loves the Bucks.
Nick said it perfectly he say, bro, they send that man home at 3 a.m. and you say it's not him, it's us? Okay.
All right, dude.
Yeah. Right. If it was us, you would have sent him home after breakfast the next day.
Jarrell says it has everything to do with James Harden. I agree. I mean, they didn't get along in Houston, and now they're older, and Chris Paul's grumpier. Now, apparently him and Ty Lue weren't on speaking terms either. Chris Paul is a lot in the back. Like, he is, everyone's got to be on point. That guy was president of the damn association. Like, he likes to have things buttoned up. And, you know, you're not an all-star anymore. You were. You're a legend. You're a Hall of Famer. But
I think that's his biggest problem is that the game and how it's been played and how it should be played doesn't relate to it. He doesn't relate to the laissez-faire attitude that a lot of players take towards the game. And he's old school.
Joe Burrow, talked about his toe and how he's protecting it.
Carbon fiber plate and custom orthotic. Well, the shoe can't bend. It's because my toe can't go backwards right now. It's still a little early for that. So just keeps it firm and not bending it back.
Is it comfortable?
No.
Are you wearing different cleats now than you were before?
You see why we get so mad?
Yeah. These are the ones that I feel like give me enough space and stability to do what I need to do.
How difficult was it to get used to the insert?
It was certainly a process to figure out what worked best for me and what was most comfortable and at the same time safe But we worked through that, and a lot of different people were involved, and we got the right stuff in there.
How long will you be wearing it? Do you know, have any idea?
For sure the rest of this year, and probably going forward, but we'll see.
He'll have some kind of orthotic in his foot forever.
Damn, dude, really?
See me?
Sheesh. That's rough. All right, that's your mixed bag, everybody.
You know why? Because if that toe, let me tell you, without this, if my toe bends the wrong
way. How about
way,
it hurt? Crime hurt?
Almost peed on myself. You know that kind of pain. You know that kind of pain where you got to go.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett & Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.